everybody.
Hey!
We're here.
What?
Welcome to the show. It's called Too Much Fun Cast, and it's brought to you by us, the Fine Gentlemen's Club. Yeah. My name's Nathan Lund.
I'm Chris Charpentier.
The man next to me is Bobby Crane.
And I see something that looks a lot like Sam Talent.
Yeah, we're all here, the four of us.
All four of us.
Oh man, we did it. And so did you.
Joined as always by our closeted homosexual producer, Ben Overzet, everybody.
All
Ben,
right.
Glad to have you.
Ben.
Keep your fingers out of, keep them in your own pockets for once. How about that? Now, guys, a lot happened last week.
A lot did happen.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, there was that giant earthquake that took out Seattle.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gone.
Shit. I've never been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too late now.
Can't go now.
Never will go.
For those of you that haven't heard about that, listening out there, we record our podcast 2 weeks in the future. So brace yourselves. 2 weeks.
Seattle, yeah. Yeah. Cover, yeah. Bundle up.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait.
Well,
yeah, in case something falls on you.
It's more like life jacket up.
Seltzer.
They have been bundling them, the bodies, and throwing them into mass graves. So...
Huh.
Yeah.
Bundle up your loved ones, if you can identify them. A lot of teeth stuff going on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, you hear
calling
what else?
Calling upon dentists.
Bobby, you told me an interesting thing that happened in that lake.
Oh, yeah, dude. The lake thing? Big time. All the national lakes caught on fire.
All the lakes are on fire.
It's weird.
It's like Cleveland in the 70s.
It's all the tires that built up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody finally lit the match.
You know those rope swings? What's always attached?
Tire.
Yep.
Boom. So, you know, too many fat kids break that old non-hemp rope. Enough of those are in there, and then, hey.
It's just ropes and tires.
As Bobby said.
A lot of smoke. A lot of tears.
God.
I spent Thanksgiving in a cabin that had a tire swing, and it was near a lake. You're saying those are gone.
Well, no, yeah.
They're on fire.
It's the national lake. Some of the smaller regional lakes, some of the more, the subculture. Underground lakes.
Like
those national park lakes.
It was a pretty indie lake.
Monumental lakes. And lakes that have monuments, like the National Monument Lake.
Bingo.
In Washington.
Ablaze.
It's a man-made lake. On fire.
It's a fake lake. Did you guys hear that dogs are now officially people?
Those Democrats in office will do for you.
They thought
Obama's
they were.
In.
Yeah.
You dress them up enough, eventually they're going to want to vote.
Well, see, they got those bandanas, and then they were like, hey, we got these bandanas on, why not go work in the coal mines?
Yep.
And they unionized, and all of a sudden, the 28th Amendment.
Bam, people. My question is, now, how many cats does it take to equal a dog, and does that make that set amount of cats a human?
Well, they're going by the old slave rule, so it's
three-fifths
of a cat, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And cats are not very happy about it.
No. Well, they shouldn't be.
Sure.
But at the same time, who can tell when a cat's happy?
So does that...
They're always disillusioned.
Yeah.
So cats definitely aren't people, though.
Oh, no.
That's the key.
Yeah.
How long do you think it'll be until that happens?
Well, if the Republicans have their way, pretty quick.
The way that this news cycle has been going, just in by our next fun cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible. Why
not?
God damn it.
And now is the future.
Cats at bus stops. Cats in coal mines. Dogs.
You guys hear about building
skyscrapers.
That robot? Yeah. The dog skyscrapers? Huge. No windows, though, because they get confused. But
from what I understand, my job at the architecture firm is kind of in question because there's a dog that'll come in and do it for cheaper.
A dog could do that. Yeah.
So weird, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
They have
four
hands, so they do it twice the time.
And when they come into the office, I mean, you know what's happening. I've seen it.
Right.
You know, that luckily my job is safe still for the moment, but so far in the office you see him walking in and you're like, oh no, and you want to be upset, but then you're like, oh man, and then you're petting him and feeding him and fuck,
I'm not that. I'm not that into it, man. It's like it used to be man's best friend. Now it's what, man's best man? No, Scruffy, you will not be in my wedding. Come on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I want to agree with you, man, but I think we just have to...
Accept it, move forward. Oh,
yep.
All right.
It's the way
new world order.
It's the way that it is, you know.
Well, hey, I mean, this. Well, one
you
day
might
we'll
as
look
well
back at this, like we did with the Civil Rights Act and women's suffrage.
We'll feel like idiots for not including them earlier.
Yeah,
exactly. Uh-huh. But you might. I mean, we should all learn how to bark and just
no,
deal.
No,
well,
they come
they,
to this country. They learn our human.
They
language.
Learn English. Yeah.
That's pretty ignorant, dudes.
Is it?
Yeah.
But like,
oh,
I'm gonna.
So,
Learn how to speak dog?
Yeah, I just learned Mexican.
Sure. Mexican is important to know.
It's not even a language.
But sure it is.
I learned it.
Yeah.
Spanish. Mexicanized Spanish.
Yeah, I knew what you...
We can't even go with universal sign language because they don't have fingies.
Yeah, how are they gonna apply?
Yeah, but barking is a lot like sign language. It's a lot of it's in your expression. You know, you can convey a lot with your eyes and your mouth.
Nathan, you dumb idiot. Okay. There's no seeing eye dogs for blind for deaf people. They're only for blind people. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What if a car comes? What's the guy gonna go? The dog's gonna go. Hear that? Of course you don't. You got hit by the car.
He was signing.
Uh-huh. I was signing, watch out.
Car, but...
It's an Astrovan.
See, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you guys again, because it's just not, it's not fair to the dogs. Listen, they have just as much a right as anyone else, you know, as any other human, since they are humans now, to do exactly what we do, hang out, partake. And who am I to say that dog culture is less than our culture? Why not, you know, integrate with the dogs? I'm not telling them that
Are we going to not be able to spay and neuter them anymore?
It's up to them now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We have a lot to learn from them, though.
They're breeding
they
like
dog
crazy.
Culture, everybody. If yeah. you learn... I'm not fluent...
They're family or they have big families, family-oriented.
I'm not fluent in bark. I'm not going to pretend that I am. But I know enough. I can get around, you know?
No,
I know enough.
If we quit calling it bark,
that's pretty insensitive, actually. Yeah.
You are out of your mind.
Doggy talkies is what they prefer it to be called. So yeah, if you as you have early adopted a doggy talkie, DT, if you will.
I won't.
Well, you have to because that's what they asked.
All right, look.
Doggy talkie on the walkie talkie.
I'm the only one who actually.
You can't call black talk jive.
You can't call it blacky talkie either.
I didn't call it blacky talkie.
You called it black talk.
I called it black talk.
Anyway.
yeah, let's
I know enough.
All of those.
Doggy talkie or bark, depending on what part of the country you're from. I prefer bark.
If you're from the south.
Well,
yeah, you say
I
bark.
Am. I know enough to get by, and thus far I'm amazed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're already doing that well. Tell me in doggy talkie.
Bark.
Ask me.
No,
ask
Chris.
Me where the bathroom is.
All right.
That was actually a trick question because dogs go to the bathroom whenever they want.
No,
so they would never ask that question.
No, but Chris said, I'm about to make here, please watch, which is, that's the dog equivalent of.
Thank you very much.
Well,
it
Google
doesn't,
Translate
it doesn't,
messed it up for
Well,
me.
It doesn't
Sorry.
Translate exactly, you know, into the, whatever. It's a little, it's
Depends
a little
on
bit. Yeah.
I, for one, welcome our dog brothers. We have a lot to learn from them. I can't wait to pick up their tips on poker.
You know, we haven't heard much from Lund. Lund, how do you feel about this? This dog...
You are the closest to a half-man, half-dog that we know.
I feel like I'm going to fit in. They're going to trust me. I'm kind of a go-between, a liaison
yeah,
between
you're like a, you're,
dogs
you're a
and humans.
Saint Bernard.
Right, yeah. I'm going to be able to kind of gain their trust right off the bat. And I'm thinking about teaching some English classes for them to bridge a gap. You know, I'll learn from them. They'll learn from me.
That might be rough.
Yeah, you're telling me.
See, I'm sorry for our dog listeners, I know.
Oh, boy.
I was raised in a different time.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we've accepted them into our homes, and I think a lot of people are probably pretty excited that we'll be able to communicate with them instead of just projecting. Well, I think a lot of people actually like the projecting.
Right. I like to yell, love to yell at the dog.
Yeah.
The less legs, the better.
Well, that's gonna have to change.
Well, no, you can still scream at a dog. We scream at each other.
Yeah, but it's just different.
You know what? Guess what? The shackles are off of us. Not my responsibility anymore to feed that thing. It poops. It cleans up. It's on the lease.
I mean, it is doggy rent.
I'd be
you know?
Careful though. Yelling at a they're so newly human that yelling at them
if
might
you live
come
with
off
them,
as racially.
Well, especially if you're sharing a place, then that's. Dogmestic violence, and that can't have that
yeah.
on your record. So anyway, I think it's enough of this future talk that we're
yeah. We have a
we're
this
spoiling
is
it.
This is pretty exciting. We've been starting to get some emails from listeners.
We have some through the mail.
Yeah,
I don't know where they got my address. Quite frankly, I'm afraid.
I'm especially that one from, I can't remember the name. I think it was
Magellan.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh man.
It was, anyway, let's not talk. Let's not talk about
how
that.
How many toenails can you fit in one envelope?
Too many.
That's why the extra stamp was on there.
I don't know if he was waiting around clipping his own or if he went around getting extras.
It looked like it was from more than one.
That, yeah, that couldn't involve been the same
people
foot.
For their clippings or
no.
Just like sneaky?
We, hey, can we make this official here now? We are not soliciting for clippings,
yeah.
All right? No matter what is out there, we do not
how
need
you
any
got our
more.
Address. We
no
not,
more toenails. No more beards. No more earlobes.
You know who we're talking to.
Yeah.
Steven. No more earlobes.
Where are you getting them?
Weirdo.
Eyelashes?
I don't want to know.
Creepy.
Yeah, well, the eyelashes. I'm...
Those are cool.
Yeah, but wow. Still, we don't need any more. We have plenty. But anywho, we've been getting emails to our to the podcast, which is, of course, TooMuchFunCast@gmail.com. Feel free to send in. If you have ideas, which is so far really the all the emails that we've gotten are the things that people want us to talk about. Which is exciting, and I think that we should incorporate this more frequently, so I think we're going to start doing that. So feel free to send your email in, again, TooMuchFunCast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll talk about your segment, like this one, from Tina in...
Sweet Tina!
Sweet Tina in Wisconsin. She asks, what's the gentleman's favorite kinds of cheeses?
Typical,
which
Wisconsin,
of course,
question.
Yeah, which is nice. Thanks for the question.
It's a good icebreaker in Wisconsin.
But I'm not sure how. It's a kind of a dumb question because it's not very specific. What's your favorite kind of cheeses?
Yeah,
all of them.
All the cheeses
are my favorite kind of cheeses. I think I'm sure she means what's your favorite kind of cheese individually, and then collectively us cheeses.
She could have a cheese group though: hard, soft, whiz. Mm. There's a lot of
government.
Categories of cheese. Government.
Yeah.
Well, brick. Do you like brick versus shredded?
Melted.
You know those are melted?
Solid.
That's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Gaseous.
Ball shaped.
Gaseous is
shaved.
My favorite.
Melted. Curdled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cottaged.
So let's, let's start with Bob.
Good call.
I know
let's,
a lot
let's
of
answer,
cheeses.
Let's answer Tina's question. What is your favorite kind of cheese?
Well.
Tina from Wisconsin would like to know.
A lot of people like wet cheese. I prefer a dry cheese. I, you know, cotija, parmesan. Throw that on a pizza, you got a dry pizza. Sounds bad, tastes good. That's why I always put a little oregano on there as well.
So what's your favorite kind of cheese?
Oregano? Cotija.
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 A dry
okay.
cheese.
I think sure.
I don't like the wet cheeses.
All right.
This is Spanish for cottage cheese, though. It's
no,
not...
I think cotija is Mexican
cotija?
Melting cheese. Correct?
It's a dry cheese.
Wait, yeah.
Brother
it
of
really
the jumping
melt.
Bean.
No, that is that's
a good
one. That's
a jumping bean cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, you got it mixed up.
Sorry.
So, what about you, Nathan? Favorite kind of cheese?
Well, it's like picking your favorite kid.
Yeah, I know.
Sammy's choice.
I've got to go, because it's kind of fancy, if I could have it every day, I would, Munster.
You can't, though, because
it'll go.
Said.
It goes with ham. It goes with turkey. It goes with roast beef. You could probably sneak it into a French onion soup, and people wouldn't notice the difference if you had enough of it. You know what I mean?
That's a fancy cheese to you?
Fancy and versatile.
Just like
the perfect blend.
Just like,
It's not.
It's exactly like the kind of woman you want to be with.
Yeah. It's not full of it.
A lady in the restaurant, a freak in the sheets.
Right, yeah. You want to, I mean... You want a little bit of both, and without going to either extreme, not super fancy. I'm not talking Gruyere. I'm not talking about something that you feel like you don't know if you're saying it right. I don't want that. You're going to get embarrassed at a party if you
As
order
the
it
apple?
Wrong. Huh? Yeah. Asiago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, you're having a panic attack
because you
in
have
front
an
of the waiter.
All of a sudden,
yeah.
It sucks.
You've been,
Swiss.
Yeah, another,
can I get some
tough.
Cheater? Right? It's the only one I've mastered.
So yeah, you get a nice Munster, plus the Munster's great show.
Rhymes with monster too.
Kind of.
I guess not.
Yeah, it's just a different smell. What about you, Sam?
Oh, me?
Yeah, favorite cheese.
I think you guys know this.
String.
Yeah.
Foot?
Oh, foot. Foot cheese.
What? Gross, what? Chris. String cheese is your favorite?
Regular Abbey Jordan over here.
Foot cheese? No, string cheese is your favorite?
Foot
what?
Cheese in the soup?
No. I really like my favorite. I like the idea of the string cheese. It's fun. It keeps you from smoking.
it involves
keeps
both
your hands.
Hands
busy, your mouth is busy, you're nibbling.
I feel like you can stretch it out as a meal too, because you're like, oh, it just keeps going. You're like, if you bite into it, then it's gone in like 5 bites. But if you do the string, you can sit there for a half hour.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Yeah.
Twist it around your tongue, into it.
Make a meal out of it. Bob, I don't know if
it's like Twizzlers pulling peels, but cheese.
True.
Maybe that's my favorite cheese too, Sam.
Well, obviously, because you're answering twice. I like Swiss. I think Swiss is the most versatile cheese. I think it goes with everything. Provolone, kind of underrated, overlooked. Hey, provolone's on the scene. Way to go. I like, though, if I can have my druthers, fresh mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Fresh mozzarella. Yeah. Hello. Slice it up. Sun-dried tomato or tomato. You be the choice. Master. And... some basil, and then you get some, you know, your regular olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So mozzarella, your favorite.
You know,
so your favorite kind of cheese.
Most string cheese is mozzarella.
Yeah, so but I'm talking fresh.
Yeah,
made
the real
in
like
a
the
ball.
Wet. That's a wet cheese.
It's not supposed to be wet.
That's a wet. Yeah, it is.
No, no, it's wet when it's preserved. When it's made fresh, they squeeze it. You get it wet later, because the juices settle. Jesus.
Jesus.
Chris, I mean, since you guys pretty much mentioned every kind of cheese, I don't really need to talk about or explain, but I'd provolone.
Provolone.
Irish cheddar's good. You ever
I was
hoping
somebody was going to say gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola's good.
It is fun. Blue cheese is really good, depending on, I'll put it on all sorts of different things. Hamburgers, that's the best. Blue cheese is the best on a hamburger.
Oh, Swiss.
Some black and seasoning.
No, Swiss.
You're wrong.
No, you are wrong. Swiss mushroom is the best burger you can have.
I like
Turns
cheddar
out
bacon.
I don't like mushrooms, so Swiss
Turns
mushroom
out,
is
I made
definitely
you eat
it
the other
not.
Day.
I know, and I didn't enjoy it.
You were unconscious when you woke up. They were in your mouth.
Those didn't grow from the ground, right, boys? Tip tap. Walking on sunshine. So, we have another...
Yeah, read the email.
Here. Okay, it says, now, dear the Fine Gentleman's Club. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
my name is Rosa McCoy, and I have been listening in South Carolina now since the very first episode back in 07.
That was not us.
Is she going to have the decency of using her accent?
No, I'm not going to make a mockery of her.
Well,
continue.
I guess, Rosa McCoy. Did you mean South Carolina or Irish? Because I can't do both.
Can you? What about
she moved?
Can you just do an Irish with a Southern draw? It's pretty simple.
Aye, y'all.
There you go. Perfect.
It's I, Rosa McCoy. No, I sound Downsy.
No, that's
perfect. I shouldn't say Downsy.
You sound perfect.
I'm wrapped in a down blanket.
Keep doing it. It's perfect. It sounds really good.
What brand of cigarettes do you smoke, respectively? From me, Rosa McCoy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Holy God.
First
good.
Off, I'm sorry, Rosa, for sounding like that. That's got to be rough.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of inflections in your voice from word to word. So it's got to be difficult.
But she might be a smoker.
But, yeah, obviously, yeah, the smoking is not helping. did she say what brand?
Yeah, what brand of cigarettes.
What do we smoke?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been smoking much lately, y'all. I haven't bought a pack in a while. But when I do, I was getting used to some L&M's.
Hmm.
Good call.
Is that the one in the gold package?
No, there's red, and there's a blue box, and they're both pretty good. They're cheap like Pall Malls, but they don't taste like Pall Malls, which are pretty bad.
Because the trick with L&M, they're a Philip Morris product. Mm-hmm. They're just a way for Philip Morris to make, you know, Marlboro Reds, yeah. be able to sell their product to people who can't afford to buy the Marlboro name.
It's true.
I get there's, it. There's some porcupine quills in there for sure, but yeah, it's Marlboro brand tobacco.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
This and that's our consumer alert segment for the day. Thanks, Sam. That was really informative. Is that true? Porcupine quills.
That's what I tasted in there.
Yeah.
Well, porcupine.
What do they? Quill. Do they taste like wood?
Yeah, it's like an oaky smoke. Oh, yeah. Sure. Like a
that's
wood
a good,
chip.
That makes for good cigarette. That's good smoking.
Earthy. Yeah, it's kind of earthy, which is what you want. But without coming on too strong. You know, it's still kind of mellow.
Yeah.
Like a mellow pull.
The rest of us might surprise you with what we smoke.
Sharpie, I know what you smoke. What do you smoke? Mm-hmm. What are you endorsing tonight?
Newports.
Only Newports,
only Newports
really ever.
Ever, always.
That's all he smokes. He refuses to smoke anything besides Newport.
I don't like bumming other cigarettes from people.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's a menthol.
Yep.
Cools. No way.
Not
Salem,
cool.
Get out of here. What is this, a witch trial?
If I go to a gas station and ask for a Newport shorts in a box, and they say,
How about Newport pants in a box right up top?
Right, when you ask, they say, how are you going to fit in there? You're almost small enough, but I don't know.
The nope.
box.
Yeah, I got it.
They okay. do that.
Nope, they don't do any of that. But if they do say, sorry, we were out of those, but we have cools. No, thank you. I'll go to another gas station.
You're out the
if
door.
They say, we only have hundreds. No, thank you.
Later.
I'll go to another gas station.
What about
a soft
crush?
Pack? Ooh.
I will bend on a soft pack if that's all they have, but ooh, I don't like them.
Like
they
soft
taste
pack.
Different.
They feel cool.
They Damn. Do make you feel cool, but they taste different.
Hmm.
All about the Newport.
Shorts. Camel Crush. You like
always.
The popping?
No.
Poppin' the crush.
I don't like anything other than Newports. I can stand other menthols if I have to bum like one. But
poppin' the crush
gross.
Though, it's like interactive. It's like you're at the children's museum.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of like that.
Play with the cigarette.
It's like a nipple you get a squish until the juices make you get cancer.
That is kind of true. but it's more I don't know, that I can't describe it, but I just don't like those. But I'm
Newport.
I'm sure they'd
shake them. Newport cigarettes.
Oh,
shake them.
What was I just going to say? Oh, I realized the other day that all I did figure this out. I want to be famous enough. This is all I want in life. Just to be famous enough that I have to hold a press conference to announce when I get cancer. Like, it's not, I just tell my family, I have to announce it. It's a big, everybody should
know. Yeah, like Magic Johnson.
Yeah, AIDS
got
things.
The bug thing,
like, yeah, right? The whole, the press shows up and everything.
What if you got AIDS?
Like,
would you tell everybody?
That's a private press conference,
I don't know. Hopefully we'll never have to worry about that. But I'm planning on having cancer. So I should probably just, you know, get famous enough to announce it on a press conference. Mm-hmm. That's all. But yeah, Newports in a box.
You better get famous quick, because you've been smoking since you were 11.
Seven, actually.
I wasn't going to say that. I didn't want to tell everybody.
Yeah.
11 was bad enough.
Yeah. Would you try to soften the blow, or would you just walk out press conference? I got cancer.
Walk
later.
Out, sunglasses on, white top hat, fucking cig dangling, light one up. That is sick.
No, I assume that there'll be a lot of tears from both me. Well, yeah, me and everybody else, crowd involved. I'm beloved by this point. It's my fantasy.
You are like one of those dog humans they're breeding.
Exactly.
Adorable, but fearsome.
Exactly. So I'm just everybody's, I mean, it's going to be a sad event when I tell everybody it's going to be big, and then I get a lot of donations, which I don't need because I'm totally famous and have more money than I'll ever need. And
yeah,
then, you know, whatever.
Donate organs, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get that done and whatever.
Donate a lung?
For sure.
Do you do lung transplants?
Yeah, my cousin who has cystic fibrosis has a double lung transplant.
She earned it.
And then her body started to reject that, so she got part of her brother and sister's lung put into her new fake lungs.
What?
Right? Isn't that insane?
That is
wild. And then all the medication that she had to take to make that work made her kidney fail, so she ended up getting a kidney transplant. From her brother-in-law.
All right.
My family rules, and she should have been dead a
you know,
long time
I heard
ago. She's like 35.
I
she
heard
rules. Killing it.
Dog lung transplants work just as well.
Pig hearts.
Pig hearts, dog lungs.
Uh-huh. Well, you ever see a dog get, like, really tired? before a human? No, they can run for a long ass time.
Forever.
Except for bulldogs.
Well, yeah.
Pugs.
Yeah.
Basset hounds.
I'd like to see a human with chihuahua lungs.
You know what I would hate to see? A human wiener dog. Oh, God. Look at that gross fucking Dr. Monroe.
Like a human body with a dog face or a human face with a dog body?
Be a human.
I like that. Oh, I like a human face with a chihuahua body.
Oh, I hate that. I'm talking about a human being, but it's built so its arms are long, just long enough, and its legs are just long enough so it has to walk like a fucking little wiener dog's. Just fucking creeping everyone out at the shoe store. Like, oh no, it's fucking Dale's here. Watch out.
I would
put on the store brand socks.
Can I help you? Oh man, that would be weird.
Dale, you
Wait,
can't
works
help
there?
Me. Yeah. Dale works at the shoe store.
He volunteers.
Well, no, because he's that low all the time, so he's like,
he
let
knows,
me help
he
you.
He knows the shoes. Mm-hmm. He's a feet dog man.
Oh, he's so gross.
Oh, he's got that sense of smell.
Dale a million times.
Sense of smell.
Million times better than humans. Literally
how
a million
can they
times.
Measure that. And how do dogs not just go crazy smelling all the smells?
They do.
Oh,
they do.
I know why. Yeah. It's because bad smells are good smells to them.
That's why they only.
Like sniffing stumps. Butts.
Butts.
Pukes.
Butt stumps.
They'll baby eat butts. Uh-huh. Baby butt pukes.
Belly buttons. Those are smelly. Lens, how's your smelling?
Smelly belly button.
I just took a shower, so it's probably
not right on.
Pretty gross.
Do you spend time in there?
No.
I don't think I've ever put my finger in my belly button in the
in
shower.
In the shower?
I don't
you
think so.
You got it stinks otherwise.
Yeah, for sure.
Who's
yeah,
sniffing my belly button?
It takes 2 seconds.
Lynn just pulled lint and sniffed it. It was terrible.
And it's fine. It's clean, though. It's clean.
Good lint.
Yeah, it's good lint. I'm going to hold on to it.
Rosa McCoy, back to your question. I smoked Marlboro Reds. I don't smoke them anymore. I did. I was the coolest. I'm going to leave a badass corpse. I miss red culture. It was always the dopest dude at the gas station. Was the dude who was, hey, let me get a pack of Reds. You don't have to say, oh, can I get Camel Reds? Can I get L&M Reds? Can I get a pack of Newport Reds? Let me get a pack of Reds. Oh, okay, here you go. Badass fucking dope dealing smooth kisser. That's what they would call me.
Yeah.
Bobby?
Wait, who is they?
And then I rode away on my, then I rode away in a giant skull.
With wheels or
who's gay?
Covered?
Who's they? The band Metallica, who I hang out with, because I'm badass when I'm not kicking Slayer, kicking it with them. Lemmy's my dad.
What happened to your relationship with Whitesnake? Because I didn't know you were hanging out with them for a while.
I was before the fire.
Before their skull car caught on fire?
No, before
and then
they
you stole the skull car.
Before
idea?
All those rednecks in Providence went down.
That was great, White. Don't blame it on Whitesnake.
Oh.
Whitesnake hasn't killed anybody in decades.
They never killed it. Great White, though.
Suck it, Great White.
Someone had that great joke after that happened. Oh, it was so great. It was like, what did we lose in that? Oh, yeah, Great White fans. I can't remember the setup, the punchline.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good.
That was the gist of it.
Yeah.
It was, a bunch of people died at a rock concert.
What did we lose
got
there? Oh yeah, Great White fans.
What about you, Bob? Cigarettes?
You know, I've been trying to kick the habit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna get into smoking a pipe.
Hey, there you go.
I used to do it back in the day. That's actually the present my dad gave me for my 18th birthday.
That was back before Bobby got laid.
That was before I got laid, because guys that smoke pipes don't really get laid because it makes your mouth taste like
unless
shit.
Unless they're Falconers.
Even
someone say it.
Unless they're Falconers.
Which I don't know what that means.
You're really into the band Falcon. They suck, though.
So that's a band, Falcon?
Yeah. Don't look them up. It's not
like,
worth it.
I feel like bird names are cool for, like, airplanes and motorcycles, but bands, not into it. Eagles, Falcon. The Crows.
Counting Crows.
Counting Crows.
Black Crows.
Black Crow.
Bird?
Yeah.
The Birds.
The Birds.
We're cool.
The Cardinals. Bobby
right.
And the Birds.
You know who blows a bunch of dicks all lined up so you can suck them? Is Ryan Adams.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I hate
we
that
we just lost like 10 listeners.
Did we?
Because I imagine it's a bunch of lonely 30-year-old women listening to this podcast.
Does she count for 10?
All right. Bobby Crane. Thinking about a pipe and a mustache. I don't know if you can pull it off.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, what? Dude, no, yeah, that's a lot. Might be too much. That's a...
You're too young. You're too young to go to smoke a pipe.
But it's classy.
No.
And they don't stink as bad as cigars.
That's true, but they're not classy. No smoking is classy, in my opinion.
Oh, have you seen me smoke?
Shut up.
You seen me smoke a Marlboro Red with my leg leaned up, all fucking cool, in my leather jacket back in junior year?
Cigar aficionado?
Cool is not classy. Two different things.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's got like 18 cigar aficionado covers.
Mm-hmm. Humphrey Bogart looked
shirt
super classy when he smoked.
In all of those.
That's classy. What was it? 1950?
Who knows?
Nobody does. It doesn't anymore. Timeless. Nobody does anymore. You don't look cool or classy
you know
or
why
anything smoking cigarettes.
Cigars are expensive.
Oh, you look cool. Fucking 17-year-old girls think you look cool.
Well,
$400 cigar.
I don't think they do.
Bowing down on that thing. Slobbery.
We're going to save the media.
Wet tobacco everywhere.
You should definitely spend $400 on something else.
Weed, man. You can get like 8 ounces.
Yeah, anything
but
else.
You don't look cool smoking weed, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Unless you're a rapper.
No, everybody looks cool smoking weed.
I don't think that you guys look cool smoking weed.
No, you're wrong.
You ever look cool, so.
Well, I look really cool smoking, but I look cool doing everything.
You're the only guy that I hang out with who gives himself a homemade bowl cut, all right? So let's all settle down about who looks cool.
Hey, I have an idea.
Hey, welcome back, Cotter. Right?
Look, everybody.
You're rocking a 6 o'clock shadow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Everybody, let's take it easy. Right? It's getting tense in here.
All right.
It's getting tense.
My nipples are hard.
Guys, it's time for our weekly segment.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was wondering, hey, Nate, what's your deal,
Nathan.
Seriously.
What's Nate's deal?
What's your deal, bro?
I got a haircut today.
Oh, yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Can't tell too much. Still pretty long.
Yeah. Trim. Well, I wasn't going to get rid of it. I don't use haircuts to... press reset on my life for my style. I try not to rock the boat. It's mostly just about comfort. Get rid of a couple of pounds in the back. And then my head feels lighter. But you want to keep it because it's cold out. Same with the beard. It's chilly out, so I keep enough hair on my head to last through the winter months. Yeah, it was long as shit. I hadn't had a haircut in like 2 years.
Wow. Where did you go to get a cut?
Three Little Birds.
Yeah.
Really?
I think, Sarah B
works there, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Sarah B. And my lady was getting her hair cut, and I got snuck in for free. Because she got it colored.
Snuck in?
Well,
what?
The old switcheroo.
You and your girlfriend can do the old switcheroo. Nobody can tell the difference between
you
two.
Put your glasses on?
That's right.
No. Oh, no.
We had a blind hairdresser, and so I just snuck in.
Smart.
Scalps.
Yep.
No, she got it colored, and it takes a while to let the colors sit, and so she asked if I could get on in there. I think B pulled a few strings, I don't know.
That's awesome. So did you get it for free?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, well, I gave,
but a tip.
Gave Megan some money, so
yeah.
That, yeah.
You're a gentleman.
You mean Megan tipped her, because she couldn't tell.
You're a gentleman. but that's pretty excellent.
But yeah, I was thrown in, basically.
That's great.
On top of the cut and color.
That is
for
great.
The lady.
Did you get your hair colored?
Yeah. I went with Chestnut, Morris Chestnut. This is the exact same hair color as Morris Chestnut.
Couldn't get Gladys Day.
No, they were out.
Yeah.
And Gladys Knight out.
Can I say this about haircuts? I like to get a haircut from a loved one. I only get haircuts from women that I am currently porking.
I get it.
I only get haircuts from
women.
Well,
you don't need to re-say it. You should just get...
I'm in love with.
You shouldn't be standing.
He's got a soup to tend to.
You can hear it.
Well,
you're just too far away.
I didn't want to say porking because that's the grossest one.
So you just did.
I said it again. So yeah, I really think it's intimate and nice and you trust them. You can touch their inner thigh while they like put their boobs in your face. It's really great.
I do that. I did that today. I didn't know. Her name was Ashley. She was great. She let me do that. All that. Whatever.
She thought you were your girlfriend.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, that was part of it.
I haven't paid for a haircut in quite a while, and I think that's the way it should be, because your friends can do it. But sneaking into a salon and getting a real haircut for free—now that's the business. That's how it should be.
Well,
getting a professional haircut for free—well, no, I'm jealous. I really am, because I just get it from my friend. She does a great job,
without
a doubt. I really enjoy it. But I'm sure, and no offense to her, but if I went to a professional, I'm sure they would do a better job. She would probably admit that. Right? Because I mean, that's what they do for a living. She doesn't. She does a good job, but I assume that they could do something to make it look all like I just got it done from someone who does that professionally. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
I'll drop some pretty penny on the old haircut because I always get one bang longer than the other, or, you know, one of my sideburns gets chopped off and the other two are still long. And
you mean when you've gone to Supercuts or slummed it?
Yeah, they, you know.
Barber college.
They always mess up my neck beard. I was like, don't mess with the neck beard. And then they chop off a quarter of my neck beard. I got missing sideburn and a quarter of a neck beard? Come on. What is this? Get out of here,
great clips. I hate neck beards.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Where do you go? Because I feel like most of your haircuts are pretty dramatic.
Dramatic?
Yeah, well,
they're like a big.
Like, I let it
it's like
go?
A big change.
Yeah,
well, it's
ace
always
of
it's like a
thing.
Different direction. It's kind of a reinvention.
You're always taking pictures of it and posting to Facebook.
Yeah,
like, checky my new specky.
Yeah, that's because I'm like, you know, half of the year I'm into symmetrical haircuts, the other half asymmetrical haircuts. You got to reinvent yourself, guys.
It's like half
right
the
now,
year.
Right now, I got, like Sam said, I got the homed bowl cut, except
yeah.
It's not homed. I paid extra for it to look like it was homed.
You got a homeschool.
They
like,
had
junior prom day
she used
haircut.
A porcelain bowl.
Yeah.
You think they got that at Sharpie's house? No.
You mean your house as well?
Yeah.
Where you live?
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, why is it?
They're all.
Why is it my house when you bring
purposes.
Up shitty stuff, but when it's cool stuff, it's your house?
I don't think we've ever brought up any cool stuff. That lives at this house.
I mean, in general.
I mean, the pirate ship on the wall, that's mine, so yeah, that's pretty cool.
The foot stink?
F you. F you.
No, yours.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Come on.
Smell this foot.
No.
It's clean. It's good.
No way.
Grab that foot more and then go stir the
soup. Jesus. Get it out of here.
Feet, stir the soup. The Sam Talent story.
It's a trust smell. You guys know how bad his foot can be. I'm fine. I'm okay.
Jesus.
There's no smell.
Anyway.
Well, there's a slight smell, but I had to get real close.
Didn't you walk here with one shoe on?
Yeah, for half the walk. And then I walked here with the other one on for the other half.
Oh. That's truth, too.
Well, it worked out all right.
What
that's,
is it?
Yeah,
did,
that's,
foot,
that's,
did your foot hurt? Or?
Listeners, that's... It's not made up either. I really did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Let them know.
Well, God, I had to walk weird. Around shoeless, but it was cold out, so I only could walk around one shoe at a time. Then I would put the other one on so it could get warm.
Survival.
That
that's the dumbest thing I've ever
sweaty,
heard.
Or you just don't like shoes?
I like to be shoeless out there in the world. We've been robbed of it. All our capitalist overseers, the corporations who run our worlds have taught us we need shoes.
No,
guess
we've
what we
evolved
don't.
To... put something over our feet because
mm-hmm.
it's cold outside,
you don't
Sam.
Need it. Not in
it's,
Denver, 325 days of sunshine a year. You don't need shoes. You need them for health code stuff when you go in a restaurant. Otherwise, you don't need them. It's just one of these societal
there's
rules we're taught to
glass
accept.
Everywhere.
Yeah, well, guess what? Look around. Use your eyes. You're taught not to look down. You're supposed to look
you
up.
Should, yeah, you should look up.
Yeah. I look
your
up, then I look down.
Your surroundings, not your...
Well, yeah, I look up and then I look down.
I'm all around. I'm seeing everything.
I'm looking all around.
Yeah.
Take dodging branches,
in.
Dodging dog poop.
There's
dodging
no poop.
Birds in the sky.
There's
dodging...
no poop in the gravel I'm walking in, Bob.
Animals don't poop in gravel.
No, they don't. Only cats.
Those are totally animals.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
an
but
animal.
Dogs
it's
aren't
a
animals.
Very
dogs
common,
are
it's
people.
A very common animal.
Dogs poop inside now.
We're talking about cats. They're not people yet.
Three-fifths. Are you guys going to the Million Pussy March?
Which one?
The one with the chicks and the pussies?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck yeah, I'm totally going to go to that one.
I want to see all their vaginas.
Big time. I want to see every single one of them.
What
I want to
they...
see 1 million vaginas in a day.
What are they marching about?
I was in San Francisco. I was in San Francisco and I saw this nude thing, Beta Breakers. I saw so many dongs and vegges. At the end of the day, I was like, oh, I never want to see a dong or a veg again.
What? What is this?
It's of some 5K, but everyone does it naked.
Okay.
Running naked?
Yeah, flopping around.
Just.
Do they wear shoes?
Flip flopping?
It's not all of them. No.
Some of them go.
Some of them go barefoot. It's good for your
you
feet.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw it. Me and Dave went with Luke Lockfeld and Keith D and Corey Spencer and got wasted at like 8 a.m. and watched people run.
In the daylight?
Yeah. We were there with this girl named Corey Spencer, and she had a blind date that day. And the guy was like, hey, where should I meet you? I'm at Beta Breakers. And she was like, me too. Meet me over near the park. So we came over, and there was this, like, fuck it. We were like, where is he? Where is he? We couldn't find him forever. And there was this, like, naked dude with sunglasses on, standing.
Shut up.
Yeah, like, standing, like, looking at us. And he was, like, texting. And he was like, are you sitting with, like, two big dudes and some weird Asian guy? Because Keith D was there. And she was like, no! No way! No, I cannot. I cannot go on a blind date with a naked guy. You can't be the naked guy. Are you the naked guy? So, like, all we were doing was, like, laughing at him and pointing. Yeah. And there's, like, four or five dudes in Corey Spencer, like, laughing and pointing at this naked dude with his penis dong. Out. You know, not even with, I don't even remember what his dong looked like, but all I know is that I laughed at him and pointed and, like,
well,
collapsed.
His balls must have been humongous to ask somebody on a blind date just naked.
You know what? He only had one, and it was pretty big.
I'll bet. That's some nuts.
Yeah, they were nuts. We told him that. She was like, where are you? Go ahead.
What? You go ahead. What? You're in the middle of a story.
Right, guys. Punch.
He's got another thing going on.
Oh god, I'm on my way. Sorry.
All right. Sam had an emergency call from the commissioner.
He's getting calls in.
There's a 25-foot hoagie terrorizing downtown, and only he can stop it.
He's going in, everybody.
He's going in.
Oh, no.
He's got to take care of business. Well, that's luckily that pretty much wraps it up anyway. Sam, good timing.
Pretty good timing
on forgetting what you're supposed to be doing.
I'm blowing it.
Take that sandwich down, Sam. We believe in you.
Thank you all so much for listening. Do we have anything in particular that we'd like to plug?
Well, let's remind people one more time.
Too much funcast.
Yep. Email us.
Yeah.
Yes.
TooMuchFunCast@gmail.com.
Yes. And, send us suggestions, questions, anything you'd like.
Anything.
Pictures of your dong or vag.
Jesus, please.
Opinions. No? No?
Please send pictures of your dongs and vages. Please.
Or whatever else
no,
is
no,
there.
No, stop. I'm not begging. I was putting it out there. There's
okay,
a difference.
Okay. I'm begging. Okay. Please, yeah. Dongs and vaginas. As many as possible. But they have to be yours.
And
don't fuck around.
And we'd like it if there
not
was
fuck around.
An opinion attached. It doesn't have to be related to the dong picture, but whatever.
You could talk about how like my dong likes this, or my vag hates this, or whatever.
My dong has a segment idea for Too Much Fun Cast.
Yeah, and here's my dong, and here's this segment. Anywho, Too Much Fun every Wednesday in Denver, Colorado. Come watch our show. It's live and fun, and we do stand-up comedy. Other than that, thank you all so much for listening, and we'll be back next week.
And
adios.
Asiago.
Daka.
I bid you Aju.
A gorgonzola leaves.